Well, the Attorney General Christian Porter this week cast doubt on the prospect of enshrining an Aboriginal voice to Parliament in the Constitution, though he did tell Sky News it's still such a vague proposition it's hard to be for or against it.
And in my observation, it likely does mean some kind of constitutionally enshrined extra parliamentary process. As you note, members of the executive government and the government itself have rejected that notion. But that doesn't mean that you don't give full consideration to other plans or models and ways in which to recognise Indigenous people in the Australian Constitution. But what we have seen so far from advocates in this area is something which is so vague.
Christian Porter speaking on Sky this week. So advocates, though, are pressing on after the Prime Minister allocated nearly $9 million to work up the proposal and to take it to a referendum. He's also made a significant mark, of course, by appointing the first Aboriginal person, Ken Wyatt, to be the Minister for Indigenous Affairs. So 2 years after about 300 Aboriginal leaders delivered the idea to the Australian people in the form of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, are Aboriginal leaders optimistic? I asked that question of Teela Reid. She's a young lawyer who was the first Aboriginal person elected as Vice President of the Law Society, among many other achievements and awards. She's a Wiradjuri and Wailan woman.
The movement has gotten into a position where, as you say, it does have bipartisan commitment. The trajectory, particularly from the ground and in the community and from the Australian people, is that there is a groundswell of Australians from all walks of political life that are supporting this movement, and it's the people who want to push for a referendum. Right now, we have the commitment from the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, to co-design a process towards a referendum, and it's important that the Prime Minister understands that this process must be led by those First Nations who are seeking a voice to Parliament to be enshrined in the Constitution.
Scott Morrison has been applauded this week for the landmark decision to appoint the first Indigenous Australian to be Minister for Indigenous Affairs in Ken Wyatt. How do you see his task in relation to the referendum?
Well, the Prime Minister has said he is committed, and I congratulate Minister Wyatt on his historic appointment. By saying that, the role itself is important, but so are many other politicians' roles within cabinet to ensure that the referendum is fair and squarely on the table and put to the Australian people. No doubt there is some work to do within the LNP, but the Prime Minister supports it. This will be the challenge of our times.
The Uluru Statement from the Heart references 1967, when Australians voted to remove overtly discriminatory references in the Australian Constitution. It received the highest yes vote of any constitutional referendum held in Australia. Are Australians, in your view, as ready now as they were at that time to vote yes for a new step forward for Indigenous Australians?
What the Australians voted for in 1967 wasn't necessarily to remove overtly discriminatory laws from the Constitution, because this is one of the dilemmas we are in now. Despite the historic achievement from 67, in particular from our Aboriginal grassroots campaigners who pushed for that and got an overwhelming sense of double majority, the highest supported referendum in Australian history, we now know that the High Court has since interpreted that power for Parliament to legislate both to our benefit and to our detriment. And this is why moving towards the next referendum for a voice to Parliament is to ensure that those powers are not used against us, and that the First Nations on the ground who the Parliament are legislating for and making policy decisions about have a say, a direct say in these laws and policies to ameliorate those discriminatory laws as a result of 67. But we have had some huge and strong advocates in our community that pushed for that, and it was led by the First Nations. And we know with this referendum for a voice, there are also amazing Aboriginal advocates like Professor Megan Davis, Ani Pat Anderson, who are leading the charge in this movement for a voice.
In 67, Australian parliamentarians were in such agreement on the changes that no one ran a no case. Should parliamentarians now be aiming for similar unanimity and the absence of a formal no case in the case of a voice to parliament?
Absolutely. There should be no question about whether or not we should have a voice. When we think about 67, that was a coalition government who tabled that question, and it was unanimously supported. And as you said, there was no case. So we are absolutely aiming for that this time around. From my point of view and from my advocacy on the ground, I have seen that Australians are overwhelmingly supportive and that this should be a given.
Indigenous lawyer and campaigner for the Uluru Statement, Teela Reid.